right now, I have got Wayne's 4x2. Now, do you need a fresh movie hit? Are you looking for some new material? How about a new band to give a go or a streaming dose of top quality drama? Particularly in these times of quarantine, you are going to need content. Well, our man with his ear to the ground of all things entertainment is Wayne, and he is here to help. Dancing Down the Dial with another round of insightfully short reviews of books, bands, shows, arts, concerts, TV series, and movies. 4 reviews, 2 minutes each. It's Wayne's 4x2. Wayne, 10-4, breaker, breaker, come in.
Hi, Willie, how are you going?
I am good. And what an introduction.
It is quite an introduction. I hope I can live up to it.
Oh, you absolutely can. All right, I'll let you get into it. What have you got for us this week?
Okay, first up, I think I mentioned it last week perhaps, but I saw the great Bill Callahan last week
yes.
at the State Theatre, and that was a really, really great show. I think we've seen him about 3 or 4 times. He does tour here a bit, but yeah, he's always worth seeing. He actually used to record as Smog, was his title. And he made 13 albums under that name. So he has been around for quite a while. But then he dropped that moniker about a decade ago, and he's put out 6 albums as Bill Callahan. The latest last year's Shepherd in a Sheepskin Vest, which was an excellent album.
Oh, yeah, so we featured that. We featured that album here on 2SER.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it was one of my favourites last year. It's a lengthy album, but just so many beautiful songs on it. And it's just such a great pleasure to see him again at the State Theatre last Thursday night.
And is he folky? Is he indie? Is he rock? What is
it? It's, I would sort of say, country-tinged rock.
Okay.
It's sort of a bit folky. His songs are very quiet and slow. He's got this beautiful, deep, resonant voice that sort of doesn't sound like any other. So it can be quite sparse. And that was the thing I also noticed with his show. He has a band with him. There's an electric guitar, a double bass and drums, but it's very sparse. It really suits the music. So it just allows him to, you know, perform naturally in front of it. He's not really a performer with a lot of flair, as in the dramatic. He doesn't speak a lot. He just lets songs do the talking. And, yeah, you could say it's sort of rock with a bit of a country and folk tinge. And the other plus is the beautiful State Theatre. So I don't know if listeners have been to the State Theatre, but it's such a pleasure to go to such a remarkable place to see any show.
It's a beautiful acoustics in there, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. And that's what you get with those old theatres with the huge high ceilings. The great acoustics and the great visuals. So I always love if I get a chance to see a show at the State Theatre.
Right. Awesome. All right. Number two, what do we got?
Number two was a movie I saw on the weekend called Motherless Brooklyn. A very, very interesting film. It was based on a 1999 novel that Edward Norton absolutely loved, the famous actor, so much that he's been, mate, for 2 decades he's been trying to get this film made.
Wow.
And he finally has, and not only adapted the book, but he directed the film. So he basically did everything. But he set it in the late 1950s rather than the 90s. It's a very classic neo-noir film. He plays a private investigator. So I think he felt that the Brooklyn setting of the 50s would suit the tone of the film more.
Yeah, okay.
And it's very enjoyable. But the thing I enjoyed most about it was that it was more than just a, you know, neo-noir film about a private investigator whose boss is murdered. So he could have just gone down that path and been very enjoyable. But it really broadens its outlook into the politics of the era and the corruption in high places and the planning in New York City. So it's a bit more than your average sort of gangster noir film.
Yeah.
And that's what I think I enjoyed most about it. It also has a great cast with Alec Baldwin, Willem Dafoe, Bobby Cannavale. So there's mega star material in there, but I really enjoyed it. And it felt like a very classic film, rather than a film of today's era.
Yeah, I like those movies where you kind of learn something of the era, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Cool. Okay, Motherless Brooklyn.
Motherless Brooklyn, yeah, very highly recommend it.
Number three?
Number three is an album, came out last week, which I absolutely love. It's called Traditional Techniques by the great Stephen Malkmus. I think I mentioned a while ago that Wolf Parade were in my top three bands.
Yes.
So Pavement, would definitely be my top three. They were in the 90s. They made five records that I just absolutely love. And Malkmus was the lead singer of Pavement.
Okay.
And he's had a 20-year career on his own with a band called The Jicks. And he's also released ones that are just under his own name. And this is his latest one. And I absolutely love it. It's much more of an acoustic affair. A lot of his other albums since Pavement disbanded were more jammy, long rock songs. But this is very much an acoustic affair with woodwinds and sitars. And it's still features his very cryptic lyrics that he's always famous for. But it's a very languid, relaxing album. Just beautiful sounds. And it's really a great pleasure to hear Malkmus can still do it,
yeah.
Even though he's been around making music for over 30 years now.
And I love the sitar. I love sitar when people can weave that into their music.
Yeah.
I find that it's a really poignant instrument, isn't it? Like you
definitely,
could,
yeah.
And oh,
it's
cool.
So mystical and
yeah.
It just gives this album a beautiful tone. But yeah, it's just a really lovely album, and I think it'd be end up being one of my favorite albums of the year.
All righty. Oh, big call, Wayne. We need to note this moment in time.
Yeah, it's still early, but I think it'll last the distance.
Okay, and wonderful. And at number four this week.
Number four, in these, I guess, trying times, people are, trying to find a way of just a bit of escapism. A TV show called Making It. Now, I normally talk about great dramas, revolutionary comedy, I guess you could say, but Making It is a reality show. Now, I don't really do many of those. I'm not.
I was
going to
say, Wayne, I feel this is your first reality TV yeah. show recommendation.
Yeah, well, I'll never ever watch anything like The Bachelor or even a cooking show. But this is Making It is a bit different. I think the thing I enjoyed about it the most is that there's zero. Let's say bitchiness or spite on the show. It's set in the US. It's only six episodes in the first season. It's currently on Foxtel. You can stream it there. And it's about creativity. So it's about craftsmen, woodworkers, felt makers, etc. There's one in there who's quite a famous Etsy artist. So they're just about making things, handmade things. And it's everyone on the show is so nice and so complimentary to each other. So it's just enjoyable seeing people make things, making beautiful things. And the best thing about it, besides that, is it's hosted by Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman, who are famous for many things, but obviously starred in Parks and Recreation.
Mm.
And they are so funny. Their chemistry is great. They take the show seriously, but in between, there's all these very funny interludes. So it's just a real pleasure. And I'm not, as I said, into really reality shows, but this show has such a great heart. It's about the creation of the work rather than the personal dynamics of the show. So I think it's just a nice change of pace for something that's just relaxing but still interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like a dose of goodness, right? It's
exactly.
Lighthearted.
Exactly.
But there
yeah.
are people who are good at what they do and they're surrounded yeah. by people who are complimenting and are appreciative of what they do.
Yeah, exactly. So, they're all supportive of each
yeah.
other. And when someone loses, they're all hugging and crying.
Oh.
So it's very sweet. And Amy yeah. Poehler and Nick Offerman are so funny.
Yeah.
So there's been one season and there is a second one in the pipeline. So hopefully, I think it's worth checking out. It's only six episodes. But as you said, I think a dose of goodness, as you said, is the best way to describe it.
Awesome. Wayne, as always, thank you so much for your time this week. Hey, have a fabulous week and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Sounds good, Willie. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.